Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling from a rather wintry and snow-swept Edinburgh. Who cares? It's your unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Yes, the dust has settled on Junior Eurovision. Hope you enjoyed the recap we had from the kids at Duncan Place. Thank you to everybody who helped set that up and get involved. And now it is onwards. Yes, the adult competition calls. By the end of the year, we will know three of the songs that will be representing Switzerland and Romania. And the third one, Azerbaijan, is the third one, doing it right at the death on Hogmanay. Right then, let's have a look down the news because it has been a busy week with some important announcements. Let's go right from the top one on that one. Jan Ola Sand is taking over as the executive supervisor of the Eurovision Song Contest, taking place to Svante Stokselius, who steps down at the end of the year, but essentially after Junior Eurovision. And Jan Ali, lots of experience with NRK in Norway and various events putting those stuff on. Speaking of events, the contest, of course, has a huge amount of stuff building up outside that live show. So Tsitsi Bakker will be taking over in his new role as event organizer, basically handling everything else, all the parties, all the concerts, all the stuff that goes around. For those of you who attend Eurovision, he's the one that's going to be doing all the stuff for us. Congratulations from us at Eurovision Insight to both of them. Right then, two more winners through from the qualifiers in Azerbaijan is Nurlan Nurvelisi, and three qualifiers from the last heat in the Ukraine. Pavlo Tabakov, Jamala and Tatiana Vorzheva are heading through to their respective national finals. National final news, we have Turkey have decided on their act. They will be announcing who it is in January, along with the song choices. In previous years, they've basically decided on a band, handed them the money that would normally use to run the national finals. They go away, write a couple of songs, and we'll choose the best one. Ended up in second place for them last year with Manga. Ireland are tweaking theirs very slightly. It's a closed call, no open submissions. Five mentors have been chosen. They will go out, find their own songs, own acts, train them up in sort of X Factor style and bring them out onto the Late Late Show, as always, for the regular voting around Ireland to do their call. Melody Grand Prix over in Norway, 22nd and 29th of January for their two heats. There'll be a second chance for those that didn't quite make it on the 5th, with the final running on the 12th of February. It's the same dates as Finland. They're running three heats, no repercharge for them. So 22nd, 29th and 5th. Their national final is also happening on the 12th of February. Interesting names popping up there. The former drummer from Lordi now doing Instala, and Sun looking to return to the contest. I thought the February is looking pretty busy as well. Because you've also got the first of the heats from Melody Festival popping up there as well. SVT have announced the full lineup now of everybody singing. Eric Saad, the man behind Man Boy and Consong winner 2010, is back, pretty much guaranteeing his winning Consong 2011 if he doesn't get through to represent Sweden at Eurovision. Former winner Elisabeth Andreasen is also in there as well. But the name that is picking up everybody's attention out of that little mix from Sweden is a band called Love Generation, specifically produced by Red One, guys like Beyonce and various other big star names and Lady Gaga. They are popping up in Melody Festival, and we don't know what the song is, but everybody is picking up on their self-titled initial single called A Love Generation, so why not take a little hit of that as we play out now. It goes a little bit like this, and there is already smart money going down to the bookies at this one. If nothing else, money to qualify would be a safe bet. Love Generation singing Love Generation.
Pretty mockingbird, I wasn't born to follow rules, and I should know.
Can we have some of that at Dusseldorf, please? Love Generation there with their self-titled single, Love Generation. They are one of the many bands attempting to navigate the national finals that are happening around the continent just now to get their country to the Eurovision Song Contest and hopefully to win. Of course, there have been many songs that have already won that Eurovision, winners reaching right back to 1956. It's really confusing if you look at 1969. There's four winners then. We're going through all of them starting this Friday. It's Ultimate Jukebox Jury happening every Friday on the podcast. Myself and two invited judges going through a huge back catalogue of Eurovision winners to try and find the ultimate Eurovision Song Contest winning song of all time. Plus a couple of wildcards to make the numbers up for the maths. That's starting on Friday. Your regular news podcasts and bits and pieces will be coming to you every Tuesday, including next week, the week after, the week after, the week after that. Yes, festive period will maybe kick it out a day or two, but we'll worry about that come the end of December. Your comments are always welcome, and we're always talking about Eurovision back on Eurovision Insight. www.escinsight.com. You'll find us on Twitter at @escinsight, and you'll find us on Facebook, facebook.com/esc. Insight. Thank you very much for listening. Your company is much appreciated. And now it's those electric guitars to take us out.